In his apostolic letter, Novo Millennio Innuende, which is a letter written to all the clergy and lay faithful of the world at the close of the great Jubilee year 2000, Pope St. John Paul II of blessed memory writes this: "At the beginning of the new millennium, our hearts ring out with the words of Jesus, 'Duc in altum.'" One of my very good priest friends has this phrase at the bottom of his ordination holy card. It says, "Duc in altum." Do you remember what "Duc in altum" means? It's the Latin expression for "put out into the deep." If you have a Bible that has all the words of Jesus in red ink, "Duc in altum" are the very first words of Jesus in chapter 5 of St. Luke's Gospel that we heard today. And when Jesus speaks, of course, we want to hang on his every word. "Duc in altum." It's interesting to note that the Bible does not say anything in that passage about water. The Greek, which of course is the original language in which St. Luke wrote his gospel, it does not say "put out into deep water." All it says is "duc in altum," put out into the deep. Because Jesus doesn't explicitly use the word water, and because he says at the end of the gospel that the apostles will be catching men, we are supposed to think that the words "put out into the deep" have a deeper meaning. Ugh, sorry about that bad pun. "Duc in altum," put out into the deep. Just as Pope St. John Paul II had those words on his heart and mind at the end of the great Jubilee year 2000, now during this extraordinary Jubilee year of mercy, Jesus is inviting us once again to go deeper, "duc in altum," to not be content with average or mediocre. During this year of mercy, Jesus is inviting us to go deeper into our relationship with him. He's inviting us into the deep intimacy with him. I think I told you a few years ago about my two oldest nephews who are very good swimmers. They are like fish. They can live in the water every day during the summer. And when I'm on vacation and I get into the pool with them, I, of course, get into the pool at the shallow end, little by little, so that my old body can get adjusted to the water gradually. But not my nephews. They immediately run down to the deep end of the pool and jump into 9 feet of water. Now that's childlike faith, to dive right into the deep. And they scream, "Come on, Uncle Father Tom, join us in the deep end." And I'm saying to myself, I don't really want to join them in the deep end. First of all, you know very well that I'm going to get attacked and splashed if I go join them in the deep end. And second of all, I'm quite comfortable in the shallow end where my feet can touch the ground. In the deep end, I have to tread water, and that's way too much work when I'm on vacation. But you can see that this is a metaphor for my spiritual life. Because if the truth be told, I'm kind of comfortable in the shallow end of my spiritual life. The vice, we would say here, is called complacency. Complacency, it's a vice, right? complacency comes from another Latin word, complacere, which means to be pleasing. Placere means to please. So complacency is to suit just fine, to please exceedingly. And that's a danger in the spiritual life, that I'm pleased with where I'm at. This spot in my relationship with the Lord Jesus suits me just fine. Besides, it's too much work to go down to the deep end. I'm content with my shallow end spirituality. Complacency. The dictionary defines it really beautifully. I'm surprised. Webster's dictionary says complacency is calm and secure self-satisfaction accompanied by unawareness of actual dangers of deficiencies. That's like something right out of St. Thomas, isn't it? I'm self-satisfied without being aware of any deficiencies in my character. Complacency. Here's what I say to myself. I say to myself inside, I'm like, Father Cook, you're doing a great job. You're not committing any mortal sins. You're doing great. Sure, Father Cook, you have a lot of venial sins, but that would be too much work to uproot all those venial sins. Crazy thinking, isn't it? It would be like saying, well, I can definitely tell you I'm not killing my wife, but I'm certainly not going to try to avoid annoying her at every instance. Do you do that? But that's what I tell the God. I say, God, I am glad I have not offended you so much that it's totally severed our relationship. But God, it's just way too much work to stop annoying you several times a day. Is that how we want to treat the person we love with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength? Don't we want to do everything we can to stop hurting the one we love? Jesus really challenges us today. Duke in ultim. Put out into the deep. Go deeper. I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, it's difficult to believe that in 3 days it'll be Ash Wednesday. Lent begins this week on Ash Wednesday. And Jesus is saying, go deeper into your relationship with me than you ever have before in any other Lent. Go deeper. For some people, Lent is only about giving up TV, chocolate, and beer. And of course, I'm in favor of making all these sacrifices and other ones. But go deeper. In addition to the sacrifices, what corporal and spiritual works of mercy will we practice every day? Many parishioners are retired, and they could attend Mass every day during Lent. We could have 100 people at daily Mass. Go deeper. Make a holy hour once a week before the Lord and the Blessed Sacrament in our Adoration Chapel. What an hour of power to be with Jesus. And if you can't make a holy hour once a week, how about a holy 15 minutes in church, like on your way home from work? I remember many years ago, I knew a Catholic school mom who picked up her kids every day at 3:15. And in order to get a prime parking spot in the long line of cars to pick up kids, she'd get there 25-30 minutes early, and she'd sit in the car and she would play on her phone. And I said, what would happen if you came into church for 15 minutes of silence before you picked up the kids? And so now this Catholic school mom, she parks her car and she comes into church at 3 o'clock at the hour of mercy. And she spends 15 minutes of silence with Jesus. Go deeper. If you already make a holy hour, go even deeper. Try to avoid reading just a good spiritual book for an hour. And instead, try really working at contemplation. At reading a passage of sacred scripture and then just reflecting. Sitting in silence. Just listening to Jesus. Go deeper. If you haven't confessed your sins to a priest for a long time, make a firm resolution to make a good confession this Lent before Easter. Dive into the mercy of Jesus in the sacrament of penance. And if you make a regular confession and you're always immersing yourself in the Lord's mercy, go deeper. Go deeper than, "Bless me, Father, if I have sinned, I was impatient, that's all, Father." Go deeper. How can you uproot the venial sins in your life with God's grace? What steps can you take with God's grace so that you can dig out the weed at the root rather than just cut the weed off at the surface? These are just examples. It's not about doing more for Lent. It's about going deeper. Duke in Altum. It's about entering into a relationship with Jesus that is deeper and more profound than ever before in your life. Will you have the childlike faith of my little nephews and run immediately and without any hesitation into the deep end of your spiritual life? Duke in Altum, put out into the deep.